Governor Charlie Crist today appointed Earl Leonard as Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections, replacing the late Phyllis Buzanski. Leonard previously served as Hillsborough County Superintendent of Schools from 1996 to 2005.
We had great candidates who applied for this very important position. All of us were deeply shocked with the loss of Phyllis Buzanski just last month. And I had the opportunity to interview several people just last week. And Earl is the kind of man that I know that the people of Hillsborough County will have great confidence in. He'll do a superb job. He's a great leader. He's a known quantity, and I'm very, very proud to announce his appointment today.
The 67-year-old Leonard served as an educator for over four decades. He also served on a variety of local boards and contemplated running for state senate back in 2005. Although a registered Republican, he reportedly was considering running as a Democrat that year. Governor Crist made the announcement in Clearwater, where he was asked how important it was that he selected a Republican to the office.
I was looking for somebody that I had confidence in, that I believe has great integrity, that will do a good job, that cares about the people, that knows Hillsborough County, and that they can have confidence in. And on every count, Earl Leonard fills the bill. I mean, I think everybody here knows him. He is he's a good man. He works hard. He's dedicated so much of his life to public service. He's the real deal, and I think he'll be great. I really do.
You didn't mention any political considerations, I assume. Does that mean there weren't any,
that's
any
correct.
Political angles to your choice?
That's right.
Although Leonard is not known as being fiercely partisan, the pick is a disappointment for Hillsborough Democrats, who are advocating that Crist select Craig Latimer, Phyllis Buzanski's chief of staff. Pat Kemp is the head of the Hillsborough County Democratic Party.
Earl Leonard does have administrative experience, which is one of the things that I think is important in that office. But he doesn't have experience in that office. And that office is very bound by laws and rules. And, it's a very difficult thing to walk in and run. And I think a lot of groundwork had been laid in the last 6 months. And I think Craig Latimer gathered a lot of knowledge about how that office should be run, what some of the problems were that Hillsborough County has been suffering from in the last six years. So I think it was not the best move.
Phyllis Buzanski defeated Republican incumbent Buddy Johnson last November. Since that time, numerous allegations of malfeasance have been alleged to have occurred under Johnson, who himself was originally selected by a Republican governor, Jeb Bush, in early 2003, after then-Supervisor Pam Iorio stepped down to run for mayor of Tampa. Kemp told Crist he should select Latimer.
Well, I really thought he was just pretty obviously the strongest candidate for the job. He had significant administrative experience, which I was very concerned with. He had 35 years in the sheriff's office, had managed 150 people, and had received many awards and recognition in the community for the work he did at the supervisor's office. So I thought he was by far the best qualified. He had been involved in it for 6 months. He had dealt with a lot of the issues. He was overseeing the audits. He was overseeing the testing of the machines, which I understand had significant problems. He had feet on the ground.
When asked if he thinks Latimer should stay on, the governor said that was now Supervisor Leonard's call.
Obviously, he's a very qualified individual and interviewed very, very well also. But that will be a decision for the new supervisor, and I know that he will take the job very seriously.
Last Friday, Governor Crist came to Tampa and interviewed six finalists for the position. Among the candidates included State Senator Victor Crist, former County Commissioner Chris Hart, and former State Representatives Bob Enriquez and Sandy Merman. Hillsborough County Democratic Party Chief Pat Kemp, who was married to WMNF Program Director Randy Wynn, did have one thing to say positive about the selection of Leonard.
He's also, you know, to my eye, the only one of the six finalists that he was interviewing, besides Craig Latimer, that had any kind of significant administrative experience.